Holiday season is Oscar movie time, and one of the most critically acclaimed films of the season is Spotlight.
Mitch, are you telling me that the Catholic Church removed legal documents from that courthouse?
Look, I'm not crazy. I'm not paranoid. I'm experienced. Check the docket. You'll see. They control everything.
Now, the film is based on the true story of the Boston Globe's Pulitzer Prize-winning reporting on the pedophile pre-scandal in the Catholic Church. John Hockenberry sat down with two of the reporters who broke that story for the Globe, Michael Resendiz and Sasha Pfeiffer, portrayed in the movie by Mark Ruffalo and Rachel McAdams. They talked about the new movie, the state of investigative journalism, and the real-life challenges they found themselves facing when they took on the Boston Archdiocese and uncovered a story that rocked the church and resonates today.
You know, we knew that we were up against a very powerful and beloved institution. And in many ways, this project was the ultimate reporting challenge because, unlike nonprofits or companies where you can look up some sort of tax documents, or many government agencies where you can send a Freedom of Information Act request and get public records, we couldn't do that with the church. It's protected by the First Amendment. And ultimately, our legal fight against the church said that we believe the public's right to know what's in those files is greater than the church's right to privacy. We ultimately won that fight, but it was a hard fight. So this was a formidable institution to go up against.
So much of this story is psychological and doesn't have clues and crime scenes that you can see. Do you see that psychological piece of it in the movie?
The psychological aspect with the victims presents a reporting problem in a way, because typically a victim of child sex abuse will not come forward until they're an adult, sometimes not until decades after the abuse. So it makes it hard for someone like myself and Sasha to reconstruct the past. And it's also a problem in a legal sense, because your right to sue runs out depending on what state you're living in, depending on the statute of limitations. What was different about our story is we proved that there was a cover-up. We proved that high-level church officials, including Cardinal Bernard Law, knew what was going on and allowed it to go on.
But I think what we want to make sure people realize is that the psychological impact of this is massive and ongoing. I mean, we've been hearing from many victims in past weeks who are only now coming forward decades later. I had someone email me, a grown man, and say, I still wonder, was it something I did that made this happen? Of course it wasn't. It was just the psychology of whatever was wrong with that priest. But people still wrestle with that decades later, and that is a trauma that's hard to recover from.
What about the reporters, passion to get to the bottom of this here? Is that conveyed? Because it's not necessarily, action movie material.
No, we really wondered when we first heard they wanted to make a movie, how do you make an interesting movie about our jobs, which are largely phone calls, document review, and data entry? But they made it pretty engrossing and kept it authentic. I mean, I think that one of the hardest things about this project was dealing with people who decades later were still locked in time by a trauma that had happened years earlier, decades earlier. But that becomes angering, and anger becomes motivational. And I think that's the effect it had on all of us.
Did the movie take you back to those moments and allow you to relive them, or is this a little bit of a, Hollywoodization?
No, I don't think it's a Hollywoodization at all. I think the movie captures to a remarkable degree the substance and the spirit of what we did. You know, it wasn't always pleasant to be rocketed back in time to 2001. I think for all of us, it was tough. Also, we worked incredibly hard. I mean, we were working 7 days a week, off until 10 o'clock at night. I mean, this was a difficult part of our lives, I think. And
that intense work is why you no longer look like Mark Ruffalo. Right?
That's right. It takes its toll.
Well, you're closer to Rachel McAdams.
But I think, again, it's motivational, because we want to make sure that even though we think the church is doing better now than it did decades earlier, there's still work to do. And I think we all hope this movie keeps people vigilant on this issue.
Does this movie celebrate the value of investigative reporting? Does it celebrate the value and importance and heroism of someone coming forth with a story?
Oh, yeah.
I think those are the two main points that are responsible for the way we feel about this movie. It sends out two messages. One is a message about the importance of investigative reporting. Reporters who are dedicated to holding powerful institutions and powerful individuals accountable for what they do. And the other message is to keep the focus on clergy sex abuse, because, as Sasha said, there is still so much to be done on that issue. Those are the two main messages of this picture, and that's why we appreciate it so very much.
You know, anybody who pays the slightest attention to the journalism industry knows that the print newspaper business in particular is in very rough financial shape. Newspapers and magazines in particular let you get into a certain kind of depth and detail that is hard to do in any other medium. And there's something truly tragic lost if that is lost.
How did Ruffalo approach you in terms of what he was interested in finding out?
Well, Ruffalo is not only a great, great actor, but he's also a really great reporter. He came to my house to meet me without any fanfare at all. He sat down, he opened a notebook, he took out a pen, he turned on his iPhone, and he started asking me some personal questions. And I was taken aback at first, frankly, and I didn't know how it was going to go. And then I told myself, well, gee, how many times have you done this to other people? And of course, it's probably hundreds. So I decided it was justice and I should relax into the situation and see what happened. And we quickly took off into some very interesting conversations. But we talked all day and a good part of the night. And he also shadowed me at the Globe for several days. And there was a point where I was looking at some video of a botched rescue scene. And Mark literally took over the computer mouse so that we could go back and forth over this video and try to see what went wrong. It was fascinating to watch him watch me, as strange as that may sound.
Well, anyway, this is a great, great moment for both of you. And, you know, fantastic, your success, of course. And what do you think the movie's success means?
Well, I think one thing that I hope it means is that it will give our work, this incredibly important series of stories, a second life. You know, we think we told a story about clergy sex abuse that was very important and remains very important. And we love the fact that that work will live through this movie.
And I hope it brings more respect and love and financial support to newspapers. I think that's really important.
Sasha and Michael, thanks so much.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Sasha Pfeiffer and Michael Resendiz are Boston Globe reporters and the subjects of the acclaimed film Spotlight.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.